so far this season. I really appreciate it. And for those of you that are new to the show, definitely welcome. I hope you enjoy what you hear and it's worth your time listening to it. Again, my name's Jay Veen. For those of you that haven't met me on Twitter or Facebook or actually in person, I'm just a regular old fan. I've been following hockey here in Denver. I live in Denver. I've been here my whole life. And I've just been following hockey ever since the days before the Colorado Rockies and anywhere in between. I'm just a really passionate fan and was looking forward to sharing some of my passion with those of you out there that don't get to go to as many games as I do and as many games as get to watch the Avalanche on TV as much as I do as well. So I'm here to provide a little insight for you. Thank you so much for joining me. If you're the type of fan that reads the game notes every game and everything, I don't know if you'll like my show quite as much because I'm just here for news. But if you're somebody that likes the Avalanche, has a passion for the team, definitely welcome, and I'm looking forward to sharing the season with you. The end of last season was a long one for myself and my family. I can definitely explain that. I know I didn't have necessarily an end of the year show. My mom passed away on January 9th. She lived here in town. We were all very, very close. So it was a tough time for me and my family. And also my wife and I had a new baby girl on March 21st. So it was, as a wise man once said, it was a time full of, life is full of greetings and partings. So we've been hanging in there as a family. I've been doing as much as I can. And I'll get shows out there as often as I can for you. I can't promise you really anything, but when I get the time, I will post one up, and I'll definitely let you know when that's going. So like I always do, the format for the season is going to be a little bit shorter. I'm not going to cover every single goal in depth like I did last year, especially if I'm not going to do a show that often. If I did a show every game or two, I think breaking down every goal and doing some more things in depth would be appropriate. But this season, it's just not going to be that way. I'll get a show as often as I can, and it'll be a little bit shorter. Won't have quite as much detail, but it'll have everything you need as an Avalanche fan. So I'm just going to keep it a little simpler this year. All right, back to Like I Always Do. Like I Always Do, episode number 42, jersey number 42s for the Avalanche. Over the years, there's only been one, and that was Chris Stewart, and he actually gave up that jersey number for number 25 this season, so you won't see him in the number 42 any longer. He was a first-round pick for the Avalanche, 18th pick overall in the 2006 draft, and he's been struggling lately, so he's been a healthy scratch the last few games, but he will get his chance eventually. Someone will pull a groin or take a puck off the foot, and he'll need to be ready, so hopefully he'll be ready for that, and that's about it. Chris Stewart. So this will be the Chris Stewart edition of the Avs Hockey Podcast, your home for everything Avalanche, and let's jump right into the games. This is game number one of the season, October 1st against the San Jose Sharks. The Avalanche win this one 5-2. Joe Sakic's number 19 raised to the rafters right next to Ray Bourque and Patrick Waugh. I'll cover that a little bit later. Really cool thing going on in the locker room. Very, very classy by the Avalanche, and I had a little trouble keeping it together. It still doesn't feel like Avalanche hockey. Adam Foote does not look right with that C on his jersey, but it's something we'll definitely get used to. I'll cover the ceremony a little bit later in the news and notes section of the show. Great energy in the building. Great start for the Avalanche. A huge crowd, which may get a little bigger over the season, but they've been pretty small lately. But the Avalanche score three goals in the second period. Patrick Marleau scores both goals for the San Jose Sharks. Wojciech Wolski with two goals, and Lyles Tucker and McLeod with the other goals for the Avalanche. Paul Stastny with two assists. The Avalanche outshot 19-1 in the third period. Craig Anderson, the first star for our Avs, and they win the season opener against the San Jose Sharks 5-2. Great ceremony. Rob Blake on the bench. A lot of the team for the San Jose Sharks was on the bench for this, as well as the coaching staff for the San Jose Sharks. Very classy move by them. But like I said, I'll cover a little bit more of the ceremony a little bit later in the show. So game one, the Avalanche win it 5-2 against the Sharks. Second game of the season was October 3rd against the Vancouver Canucks, and Craig Anderson shuts the Canucks out 3-0 at Pepsi Center with 35 saves. In the first period, Wojciech Wolski with his third goal. In the second period, Paul Stastny with a power play goal. And 5:23 into the third period, our good buddy Darcy Tucker with his second goal in as many games this season on the power play, and the Avalanche win this one 3-0. The Avs continue their dominance of Roberto Luongo. For whatever reason, he has struggled against the Avalanche, but actually, Luongo's been struggling against everybody lately. And the Avalanche go 2-0 with a 3-0 win on October 3rd against the Canucks. The third game for the Avalanche, October 8th at the Summit Center against the Nashville Predators. The Avalanche blow a third-period lead in this one and lose this one 3-2. 4:30 into the second period, Kyle Quincy starts the scoring for the Avalanche with a power play goal to put them up 1-0. In the second period, who else would score for the Predators but Jason Arnott, the Avalanche killer. He scores 11:02 into the second period to tie it up. Marek Svato gives the Avalanche some hope with his first of the year on the power play, 7:44 into the third period. And then within about 2.5 minutes, that lead was gone with two goals by Patrick Hornquist, one at 12:31 and one at 14:48. And the Avalanche go down in this one 3-2. Like I said before, the Avalanche blow a third period lead. I hope we don't have to get used to that. You know, that was something we had to watch a lot of the last year and actually the last couple years. So hopefully that's not the case this season. Craig Anderson, 34 saves on 37 shots, and Dan Ellis for the Preds with 22 saves on 24 shots. And the Avalanche lose 3-2 October 8th in Nashville. And the fourth game I'll cover, October 10th at Chicago against the Blackhawks. The Avalanche lose this one 4-3 in a shootout, and I wouldn't call this a loss. They played very, very well. 17:52 into the first period, Cam Barker for the Hawks starts the scoring with a power play goal to put them up 1-0. And then in the second period, 2:35 in, Matt Hendricks ties it up with his first NHL goal. And by the way, he's 28 years old. That's pretty cool. He ties it up at 1 at 2:35. And then Wojciech Wolski scores his fourth of the season at 5:45 to give the Avalanche a 2-1 lead. Just a little bit after that, about 30 seconds after that, Andrew Ladd scores his goal for the Blackhawks, 6:14 into the second period, and that ties the game up at 2-2. And then in the, let's see, is that in the second period or the third period? I believe all the scoring was in the second period. Milan Hayduk scored his first goal of the season on the power play to give the Avalanche a 3-2 lead. And then a little bit after that, actually about 30 seconds after that, Duncan Keith scores shorthanded for the Hawks, ties it up at 3 at 16:08. And then we go to a 9-round shootout ended by first start of the game, Andrew Ladd. Craig Anderson was very shaky to start the shootout, but he got his form back towards the middle and everything was okay, I guess. Craig Anderson, 23 saves on 26 shots. Cristobal Hewitt for the Blackhawks, 16 saves on 19 shots. Kyle Quincy, 2 assists. Chris Versteeg for the Blackhawks, 2 assists. Great overall effort by the Avalanche this game. Good game against a great young and up-and-coming team in the NHL. The Avalanche come out on the wrong end, but they do get a point, and that's always a good thing on the road. October 10th against the Blackhawks, they lose in a 9-round shootout, 4-3. Let's take a little short break here. We'll come right back. I'll cover the next four games for the Avalanche, and then we'll move on to the second period, the new notes of the show. So thanks again for joining me. Don't go anywhere. Maybe a little break. See you later. Right back. Jay Veen. That was your small break between the fourth game and the fifth game. So the fifth game of the season for the Avalanche on October 12th at Boston against the Bruins, and the Avalanche win this one 4-3. The Avalanche take control fairly early in the game. Milan Hayduk scores his second on the power play at 6:15 to give the Avalanche a 1-0 lead. And then Scott Hannon, yes, you heard me correctly. Scott Hannon scored his first of the season at 6:52, 37 seconds between those two goals to give the Avalanche a 2-0 lead. But within 10:14 of the second period, the Bruins came back and tied it up. Mark Recchi, the wrecking ball, with his first of the year at 7:45, and Blake Wheeler, his second of the season at 10:14, and the game's tied up at 2, but not for too long. At 13:32, Marek Svato scores his second of the season on the power play to give the Avalanche a 3-2 lead, and then David Jones, welcome back, kid, his first of the season on a shorthanded breakaway at 16:50 to give the Avalanche a 4-2 lead. Michael Ryder scored his second of the year at 6:24 to the third period to get the Bruins within 1 at 4-3, but the Avalanche come up on the right side of this one and hang on strong at the end. 4-3 win against the Bruins on October 12th. Craig Anderson, 29 saves on 32 shots. Tuukka Rask for the Boston Bruins, 18 saves on 22 shots. David Jones for the Avalanche had a goal and assist, and David Krejci for the Bruins had 2 assists. 2 power play goals for the Avalanche and a shorthanded goal will win you plenty of games in the NHL. So good to see their special teams being so special. I'll talk a little bit about that in the second period in the news and notes. So on October 12th, the Avalanche beat the Bruins at Boston, in Boston, 4-3. Game 6 for the Avalanche this season, October 13th against the Maple Leafs in Toronto. The Avalanche win this one fairly easily, 4-1. well, there's really no things in the, is an easy one in the NHL, but they took control of this one pretty early. Brett Clark scored his first goal of the season on the power play at 11:43 to give the Avalanche a 1-0 lead, and then David Jones scores a late first period goal, his second of the season in as many games, at 19:09 to give the Avalanche a 2-0 lead going into the locker room for the second period. In the second period at 3:33, Francois Beauchemin scores his first goal of the year on the power play to bring the Leafs within one, but then a couple minutes later, Darcy Tucker scored his third of the season already on the power play at 5:58 to give the Avalanche a 3-1 lead, and then at 9:36 of the second period, John Michael Lyle scored his second of the year to give the Avalanche a 4-1 lead, and that was the end of the scoring in this one. Craig Anderson, 30 saves on 31 shots, and Leafs goaltender Joey McDonald, 24 saves on 28 shots. The Avalanche been outshot a lot this year, but their shots have counted, obviously, by their record, and things have been going well. Both John Michael Lyles and David Jones for the Avalanche, a goal and assist in this game. John Michael Lyles left this game late in the second period. I'll talk a little bit more about that later. We haven't seen him since, but he'll hopefully be back soon. So the Avalanche win their sixth game of the season on October 13th against the Maple Leafs 4-1. Seventh game for the Avalanche this season, October 15th at Montreal against the Canadiens, and they win this one 3-2. Roman Hamrlik starts the goals in this game at 9:53 of the first period, his second of the year on the power play to give the Habs a 1-0 lead. In the second period, 13:39, Milan Hayduk scores his third of the season to tie the game at 1. And then Kyle Komiski scores a late second period goal at 19:32, his first goal of this season, and the Avalanche have a 2-1 lead going into the third period. At 8:26 in the third period, Thomas Plekanec scores his second of the season for the Habs to get the game tied at 2. And then Ryan O'Reilly scores his first NHL goal, the 18-year-old, on the rebound to give the Avalanche a 3-2 lead at 13:47 of the third period. An exciting time for a lot of reasons right there. And the Avalanche take the 3-2 lead. Some questionable calls, some non-calls as well. It was 7-4 late in the game for Montreal. They had pulled Carey Price out of the net, and there were seven skaters for the Habs out there for a little while, and then referees never caught that. But two non-calls that led to goals by each team as well. So everything evens out. I talked about that in my blog, and not in my blog, but a fan's blog that I've been invited to be a part of. I'll give you the URL for that a little bit later. Craig Anderson, 29 saves on 31 shots, and Carey Price for the Habs, 20 saves on 23 shots. And Kyle Komiski with a goal and assist was named the first star of this game. On October 15th, the Avalanche win this one against the Montreal Canadiens 3-2. And the last game I'll cover was an exciting one last night, October 17th against the Detroit Red Wings in the Joe, and the Avalanche win this one 4-3 in overtime. Kind of a crazy one. The first two periods, the Avalanche pretty much dominated. 3:25, Justin Abdelkader scores his first regular season goal for the Red Wings. He had a bunch last year in the playoffs, but he puts the Red Wings up 1-0. In the second period, an early goal by our old buddy Todd Bertuzzi on the power play gives the Wings a 2-0 lead. The Avalanche had 13 shots through two periods, and that won't get it done against pretty much anybody, but they had a great third period. It started at 9:06 with Cody McLeod's second of the year to get the Avalanche within one, and then Matt Duchene, a little more than two minutes later, scores his first NHL goal with a beautiful wrist shot to get the Avalanche tied up at 2. At 13:37, Valtteri Filppula scores for the Red Wings, his second of the season, to get them up by 1 at 3-2. And then Cody McLeod scores his second of the period, his third of the year, at 17:28. A great setup by Ryan O'Reilly, and the Avalanche forced some overtime, and they win it in the shootout. Cody McLeod, his two third-period goals, and Ryan O'Reilly's two third-period assists really get everything going for the Avalanche. Welcome to the show, Ryan O'Reilly. You're not going back to the major juniors this year. You're staying up with the big team. Welcome. Craig Anderson, 28 saves on 31 shots, and Chris Osgood, who looked pretty silly during the shootout, had 26 saves on 29 shots. And the Avalanche steal a point from the Detroit Red Wings. A little perseverance and a lot of fun to watch last night. And I'll break that down a little bit further for you here coming up. And that's the end of the game since the beginning of the year up to this point. And I'll be right back in the second period. I'll cover all the news and notes. I'll cover some jersey numbers and some jersey changes for the Avalanche this season. And I'll tell you why they're doing so well so far. show. I'm your host, Jay Veen, and this is the News and Notes. So let's back up a little bit. September 24th, Milan Hayduk signed a one-year deal, which means he will be with the Avalanche all of this season and all of the next season with a no-trade clause, and I'd sure like to see him retire as an Avalanche. So that was good news. On October 2nd, the Avalanche retired Joe Sakic's number 19. The details on the ceremony, it was great. I have some video up on my Facebook page if you'd like to see that. I'm sure there's plenty on YouTube as well. Just a great, classy thing that the Avalanche did for Joe Sakic. They encased his locker in plexiglass, so it'll always be there as long as the team plays in Pepsi Center. The fans were great. I regret not picking up one of the patches that they're going to wear on their jersey that they wore on their jerseys for that game, but there's still a chance to get one of those, and I regret not picking up a program as well. But I was just kind of caught up in the moment, and always tough. For those of you that have listened to me for a while, Joe Sakic is really the main reason why I'm such a big hockey fan. So it was tough to see him go, but it's good to see him not necessarily go out on top, but go out on his own terms. So the Avalanche did a classy thing. The whole ceremony was great, and it's good to see his number up where it should be with Ray Bourque and Patrick Waugh. So October 2nd, the Avalanche retired Joe Sakic's number 19. On October 5th, Craig Anderson, the Avalanche goaltender, was named the NHL Second Star of the Week. He stopped 73 of 75 shots. He had a 1.00 goals against and a 973 save percentage for the week. Well-deserving. And I can't remember the last time an Avalanche goalie got one of the Stars of the Week, but definitely welcome, and plenty of that to come, hopefully. On October 12th, the Avalanche recalled defenseman Ryan Wilson from Lake Erie due to an injury to Ruslan Soleil. He made his NHL debut on October 15th against the Canadiens, so welcome to the big-time Ryan Wilson. He's been looking pretty good so far. On October 12th, the Avalanche forward David Jones returned to the lineup after suffering a bruised chest on a September 23rd during one of the preseason games against the Kings. He had a goal and assist versus the Bruins and has been doing pretty well ever since, so hopefully he can learn to take a hit at the NHL level, and he will stay around here for a while because the Avalanche are definitely better with him in the lineup. On October 14th, the Avalanche announced that John Michael Lyles will be out at least 2 weeks, well, about 2 weeks, with a bruised shoulder after he took a hit along the boards late in the second period against the Leafs. And hopefully, that was a good break for us. Glad that wasn't a little more serious, as Adrian Dater had mentioned. He says, oh, this is not good news, and he kind of did the media thing and got everybody all paranoid. But everything worked out okay, so good to see he'll be back here pretty soon. Let's see, Mark Mosier, if you've been listening to the radio or the radio feed on the internet, you'd notice that Norm Jones is gone. Mark Mosier is now the full-time play-by-play. There is no color guy with him, which is a little bit different. I didn't like this move at first, but listening to the Bruins game, because I had to work on Columbus Day, he did an actual pretty good job. So he's getting better at what he does. He's definitely someone that I've always said he likes to hear himself talk, but it's hard to criticize coming from a guy that has his own podcast that he does by himself. But Mark Mosier, if you hear something a little bit different, it's definitely strange to not have Norm Jones on the radio, at least as a color guy. He's around and doing some locker room stuff, but an interesting move by Altitude. But either way, Mark Mosier, he's your main guy on the radio now, in case you were wondering. And let's see, guys I've been critical of in the past, Joe Sacco has got Scott Hannon and Darcy Tucker playing at a pretty high level, so it's good to see that. He's got Marek Svatos playing pretty hard, and I've been impressed so far. That's easy to say. Let's talk about the stats. Why is this team doing so well 8 games in? Let's talk about it. Milan Hayduk, 3 goals, 4 assists. Wojtek Wolski, 4 goals, 3 assists, including being benched for a few periods. Paul Stastny, 1 goal and 5 assists. Darcy Tucker, 3 goals and 2 assists already. Cody McLeod has 3 goals already. David Jones has 2 goals and 3 assists, and that's only in 4 games played. Scott Hannon, 1 goal and 2 assists, and leads the team with a +6, plus-minus rating. Kyle Quincy, who reminds me a little bit of my good buddy Rob Blake, has 1 goal and 5 assists already. And do I even need to mention the two 18-year-olds, Matt Duchene with 1 goal and 3 assists, and Ryan O'Reilly with 1 goal and 5 assists? Just some great pickups for the Avalanche. We knew Matt Duchene was the real deal, but Ryan O'Reilly has been a pleasant surprise. And there was some talk about him during his 9-game tryout, whether he would stay with a big club or go back down to juniors, because he is 18 years old and the Avalanche have that option, but I don't see him going anywhere. So like I said earlier, Radar O'Reilly, Ryan O'Reilly, that's his nickname, welcome to the show. looking forward to watching you all season. The Avalanche so far have 9 players with 5 or more points through 8 games. And let's talk about Craig Anderson while we're at it. Craig Anderson, so far, he in wins, he's tied for second in the league with 6. He's behind Marc-Andre Fleury, who has 7 for the Pens. His goals against is third in the league, basically, with goalies that have significant time, with a 2.09 goals against. His save percentage is about third or fourth in the league, depending on what you consider significant time, at .935. Let's talk about the team then. This has a lot to do with Craig Anderson as well, but their power play is fourth in the league right now at 30.3%, and their penalty kill is sixth in the league with 85.3%, and their goals against fifth in the league overall with a 2.12 goals against. And there you go. You've got strong goaltending, their special teams are special, and they have some balanced scoring. What else do you need to be successful? The Avalanche off to a great start, 8 games into it. They're 6-1-1. They're first in the Western Conference, and it's an exciting time when everybody thought everything was going to be pretty crappy the whole year. So I know I let the media talk me into thinking this year was going to be absolutely miserable, but it's good to see this team has it in him. And as long as Craig Anderson keeps playing well and everybody stays healthy, I don't see this going anywhere for at least for a little bit. Sure, they're going to have a couple of tough stretches. That's what happens in an 82-game season. But they've been fun to watch so far, and all I want is an honest effort every night, win or lose. The wins are just a bonus. They're always nice to get points and to win, but you can't always control that. But you can control playing with passion, playing smart, and playing hard. And Joe Sacco has his team doing that. So good job by him so far, and I'm very happy to see the Avalanche proving a lot of people wrong. All right, jersey number changes for this season. You might have noticed, if you haven't watched a whole lot or just can't watch them on TV all the time, is that there's some crazy numbers out there, and it gets kind of confusing. I know I was confused at least through the first couple games. Kyle Komiski has changed his jersey number from 48 to 10. TJ Hensick, who you haven't seen for a while, he's been a healthy scratch, but he changed his jersey number from 37 to 7, and Ryan O'Reilly took Hensick's old number 37. TJ Gagliardi changed from 43 to 39. No, that's not Tyler Arneson. Hold on to your hats. It's no big deal. That is TJ Gagliardi. Matt Hendricks is wearing number 15. I see him and I think, hey, Andrew Brunette's back. No, it's not Andrew Brunette. Chris Stewart, like I said earlier, changed from 42 to 25. So if you're a little bit confused, you're not the only one. So definitely keep an eye on that. The more you watch, the more you'll get used to it. And, you know, no big deal. Just wanted to keep you up to date on that. And the Avalanche also this year will be sporting third jerseys. Supposedly the debut is going to be in mid-November. There's really only one mid-November game. I believe it's against the Canucks. It'll be on Hockey Night in Canada. I believe it's on a Saturday. So maybe the 14th or something like that. I didn't write down the date because the Avalanche really haven't said when they're going to debut. They just said mid-November. There have been no pictures. There's been a couple rumors, but from what I've seen, they're going to be that sky blue, kind of what's in the Avalanche's uniforms, especially the numbers already, and it'll say Colorado across the chest like the last ones. But we're just going to have to wait and see. They've been very tight-lipped about it, and I'm not quite sure why. Everybody else have rolled out their third jerseys, but the Avalanche haven't. I don't know whether they thought this would take some of the heat or some of the attention away from Joe Sakic Knight, but one way or another, the Avalanche will be sporting third jerseys this year. If there's any announcements, I'll keep you up to date on my Facebook page and or Twitter. So do in the third period. On Wednesday, October 21st, the Avalanche will play at Minnesota against the Wild. That'll be a 6 p.m. Mountain Time start on that one. And then the Avalanche return home after this long extended 7-game road trip. They will play back-to-back games, one on Friday, October 23rd against the Hurricanes, and one on Saturday, October 24th against the Red Wings. Both of those will be 7 p.m. Mountain start times at Pepsi Center. And then the Avalanche hit the road again for 4 more games. Tuesday, October 27th, the Avalanche will play at the Edmonton Oilers. That'll be a 7:30 start time on that one. And then Wednesday, October 28th, the Avalanche will play at Calgary against the Flames. That will also be a 7:30 Mountain Time start on that one. And then Friday, October 30th, the Avalanche will play at San Jose against the Sharks. That'll be an 8:30 Mountain Time start on that one, so make sure you get a nap in when you get home from work, because that'll be a long night. And then Sunday, November 1st, the Avalanche will play at Vancouver against the Canucks. That will be an 8 p.m. Mountain Time start on that. Then the Avalanche return home for three straight games, Wednesday, November 4th against the Coyotes, and Friday, November 6th against the Blackhawks. Both of those will begin at 7 p.m. And Sunday, November 8th, the Avalanche will play the Edmonton Oilers, 6 p.m. Mountain Time start on that one at Pepsi Center. So there's your next 10 Avalanche games, everything you need to know about your upcoming games. And here's where you can find me. Let me finish up by saying all the different places that you can run into me in the podcast. AvsHockeyPodcast.podomatic.com. I'll have links to all the blogs that I follow, all my blogging friends that I've met over the years. I'd love for you to go to their blogs, get their different perspectives. I post as much as I can on my Facebook page. I'll cover that in a second. The homepage for my podcast, AvsHockeyPodcast.podomatic.com. My Facebook fan page is the place to find me now. I post a ton of stuff on there. So if you are on Facebook and you do listen to the show and you're not a fan yet, definitely come join me there. The URL is pretty long, the web address. All you need to do is, if you're a member on Facebook, all you need to do is search Facebook for the Avs Hockey Podcast, become a fan, and I'd really appreciate it. I'd love to see you there. And that's pretty much where everything originates from in the show. So please join me there. I'd love to see you. Let's see, Twitter, AVSHKYPODCAST. Twitter only allows you 15 letters in your username, so I couldn't do Avs Hockey Podcast, the whole thing, so I shortened up hockey to HKY. So join me on Twitter. I tweet live during the games, and I tweet as much as I can when I'm at the games as well. So join me there. Anything Avalanche, I'm always doing stuff there. So join me on Twitter, AVSHKYPODCAST. Join me on Avalanche Talk, avalanchetalk.com and avalanchetalk.com/forum. We have a forum set up. We have a few fans that like to talk Avalanche hockey there. And I'm also a part of a blog that Avs Hockey Podcast fan Kevin Nash has set up. He's been nice enough to ask me to be a contributor on his blog. So you can see some of my blog posts between shows there as well. AvalancheTalk.com and AvalancheTalk.com/forum. I also will be doing some joint podcasts with my friend James Tapeleg Graylian on the Rink Podcast. That is www.rinkpodcast.com. Look for one of those every once in a while, and I'll definitely let you know when those are coming. And get your vote in on Avalanche Play of the Week. They run this off of the main site, so it would be great for you to get your votes in. They do a bracket-style tournament at the end of the year on the Avalanche main site, the Avs Play of the Week. That is avalanche.nhl.com, I believe. You probably already know where that is. And if you want to get in touch with me anytime, avalanchepodcast@comcast.net. I'd love to hear from you. Any suggestions for the show, any thoughts on the show, just to say hi. I think that's the easiest way to get in touch with me or become a fan on the Facebook page, and I'd love to hear from you. So that's about it. Episode number 42 in the books for the Avs Hockey Podcast. This is your home for everything Avalanche. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll see you sometime in the future. Until then, I'll see you on Facebook. And thanks again for joining me. It's going to be a great year. It's hockey season. How bad can it be? Oh, don't answer that question. Last year was tough. But anyways, thanks again for your time. Hope to see you again soon. So as always, take care. See you next time.